You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from AskAnything-app.com. The NAIDS/KNUON AI orchestrated exploitation campaign and the Apache Tomcat KEV entry, CVE-2026-34486, a Defender's Technical Deep Dive. Executive Summary. In late July and early August 2026, Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 disclosed an operation attributed to a Chinese-speaking threat actor using the aliases NAIDS and KNUON, who wired the DeepSeek large language model into the open-source Hermes agent framework to conduct semi-autonomous reconnaissance and exploitation against internet-exposed applications, Unit 42, 2026. The operation attempted exploitation against more than 460 targets across at least three countries, chaining vulnerabilities in LangFlow, N8N, Citrix NetScaler, Marimo Notebooks, Apache Tomcat, and the Windows IKE VPN stack. Confirmed impact was far smaller than the target count, data exfiltration from three Citrix NetScaler victims, command execution on 11 Marimo instances, reverse shell attempts against 9 Tomcat servers, and probing of 3 Windows IKE VPN endpoints, Bleeping Computer, 2026, GB Hackers, 2026. The campaign is directly tied to a real, currently active CISA known exploited vulnerabilities, KEV, entry, CVE-2026-34486, an Apache Tomcat missing encryption of sensitive data flaw that lets an unauthenticated attacker bypass the tribe's clustering module's encrypt interceptor and reach Java deserialization. CISA added it to the KEV catalog on August 4, 2026, with a federal remediation deadline of August 7, 2026, in the same batch as an unrelated LangFlow flaw, CVE-2026-9198, and an unrelated Enable N-Central Authentication Bypass, CVE-2026-18556/CVE-2026-18577, CISA, 2026, Security Week, 2026. Defenders should not conflate these three KEV additions. They are three independent vulnerabilities from three independent vendors added in the same weekly batch. Only the Tomcat entry is connected to the NAIDS/KNUON reporting. CVE-2026-34486 is a regression, Apache's fix for an earlier padding Oracle flaw, CVE-2026-29146, introduced a fail-open condition rather than a fail-closed one. When encrypt interceptor fails to decrypt a tribe's cluster message, the corrected code path was supposed to discard it. Instead, the exception was only logged, and the raw, unencrypted bytes were still forwarded to xbytebuffer.deserialize, and ultimately objectInputStream.readObject, a classic unauthenticated Java deserialization gadget chain primitive. Field Effect, 2026, Apache Tomcat Security 9, 2026. Exploitation requires that Tomcat clustering be enabled and the tribe's receiver, default TCP 4000, be network reachable, a narrower precondition than a default Tomcat install, but a common one in clustered enterprise, application server, and CI/CD deployments. Public proof of concept exploit code for CVE-2026-34486 is available on GitHub, using ISO Serials Commons Collections 6 gadget chain wrapped in a hand-built tribes protocol frame. 404src/CVE-2026-34486. StrigAI/CVE-2026-34486. Separately from the NAIDS/KNUON operation, open source reporting links a second, apparently unrelated Chinese Nexus toolkit, built around the Snowlight dropper and the VShell rat, Historically attributed to UNC 5174, to opportunistic exploitation of the same CVE 2026-34486 against government, healthcare, and education targets across more than 100 countries between roughly late April and early June 2026, SocioRadar, 2026, The Hacker News, 2025. Whether Snowlight/UNC 5174 activity and the NAVE/KNUAN AI orchestrated campaign are connected, coincidental parallel exploitation of the same end day, or misattributed reporting of the same events is an open question this report flags explicitly. The evidence available does not establish a link. For defenders, the practical takeaways are narrower and more actionable than the AI hacked 460 companies headline suggests. First, patch or isolate Tomcat clustering endpoints, TCP 4000, regardless of the AI angle, the vulnerability, the POC, and at least two independent exploitation clusters are real and verifiable from primary sources. Second, treat the six other CVEs in the chain, Langflow, 2N8N Bugs, Citrix NetScaler, Marimo, Windows IKE, as equally urgent, since most carry higher CVSS scores, 9.3 to 10.0, and easier, unauthenticated exploitation paths than the Tomcat flaw itself. Third, the operationally novel finding is not the exploitation technique. All seven CVEs are known endays with public PCS, but the demonstrated ability of an LLM-orchestrated agent to compress reconnaissance to exploitation cycles and independently pivot across a target list when one avenue fails, a capability with direct implications for detection timelines and alert triage prioritization, Unit 42, 2026. Evidence quality varies sharply by claim. The vulnerability data, CVSS scores, affected/fixed versions, root causes, is drawn from vendor security advisories and NVD and is strong. The 460-plus target count, the confirmed compromise figures, and the actor attribution to Zhuhai, China rest on Unit 42's single disclosure, corroborated only by secondary press coverage that appears to derive from the same source material. This is moderate to limited evidence, and the Hacker News itself flagged an internal inconsistency in Unit 42's own reporting between three successfully exploited targets and the sum of individually reported compromises, 26+, the Hacker News, 2026. The claim that DeepSeek specifically versus a human operator using DeepSeek as a co-pilot drove exploit selection and target pivoting autonomously is Unit 42's interpretation of recovered agent session logs, not independently replicated, treated as plausible but not independently verified. Key findings. CVE 2026-34486, Apache Tomcat, is a regression in the fix for CVE 2026-29146. Encrypt interceptor fails open on decryption failure instead of discarding the message, exposing object input stream.read object to unauthenticated Java deserialization over the tribe's clustering port, default TCP 4000, strong, confirmed by Apache's own advisory. CVE 2026-34486 carries CVSS 7.5, AV, N/AC, L/PRN UI, N/S, U/C, H/I, N/A, N per NVD, lower than most of the other six CVEs in the chain, because NVD scores it as a confidentiality-only missing encryption bug even though downstream PCS demonstrate full RCE via deserialization. CVSS and real-world severity diverge here, strong, but note scoring caveat. CISA added CVE 2026-34486 to the KEV catalog on August 4, 2026, with an August 7, 2026 federal remediation deadline, in the same batch as an unrelated Langflow flaw, CVE-2026-9198, and an unrelated Enable End Central Bypass, CVE-2026-18556-18577, these three are independent vulnerabilities, not part of one chain, strong. Public, functional POC exploit code for CVE-2026-34486 exists on GitHub using ISA Serial Commons Collection 6 gadgets wrapped in custom tribes protocol frames, strong, code reviewed directly. The NADE/KNUAN campaign's 7 CVE chain per unit 42 comprises Langflow, CVE-2026-33017, 2N8N bugs, CVE-2026-21858, CVE-2025-68613, Citrix NetScaler, CVE-2026-3055, Marimo, CVE-2026-39987, Apache Tomcat, CVE-2026-34486, and Windows IKE, CVE-2026-33824, moderate, single-source attribution, internally consistent across secondary reporting. 6 of the 7 chained CVEs score CVSS 9.3 to 10.0 and require no authentication. Tomcat, 7.5, is the outlier and the least severe entry in the chain by CVSS, despite being the one that reached KEV. Strong. Reported confirmed compromise is small relative to the 460-plus target figure. 3 Citrix NetScaler data exfiltration victims, 11 Marimo command execution victims, 9 Tomcat reverse shell attempts, 3 Windows IKE VPN endpoints targeted, with an unresolved discrepancy in Unit 42's own reporting about total successfully exploited targets, moderate, internally inconsistent primary source. The actor's infrastructure was exposed after Hermes agent inadvertently started a Python HTTP file server, python3mhttp.server8888, from its own working directory, giving Unit 42 visibility into API keys, target lists, session logs, and tool configuration. Strong, this is Unit 42's stated discovery mechanism. DeepSeek was the primary reasoning engine. Claude Code and OpenAI Codex were used only minimally, 10 chat entries across 3 sessions for Claude Code, and largely for connectivity/proxy testing rather than exploit generation. Per Unit 42's session log review, moderate, based on log volume counts, not independently audited. A separate, apparently distinct Chinese Nexus toolkit built around Snowlight/VShell, historically linked to UNC 5174, also weaponized CVE-2026-34486 against government, healthcare, and education targets in over 100 countries, delivering payloads via a curl's chain from an exposed staging server. No confirmed link to NADE/KNUAN has been established, limited. Drawn from secondary reporting Unit 42 does not corroborate. No YARA or Sigma rules were published alongside the Unit 42 report. The only named detection artifacts are 8 Palo Alto NGFW Advanced Threat Prevention Signature IDs, 97030, 96882. 96855, 97044, 97046, 97251, 97177, 510019, which are vendor-specific and not independently reproducible by non-Palo Alto shops. Limited. Exploitation of CVE-2026-34486 produces almost no distinguishing log signature beyond a generic illegal block size exception/failed to decrypt message entry. Successful command execution after deserialization leaves no additional Tomcat layer log artifact, making host/process-level EDR telemetry the primary viable detection path. Strong. Confirmed by independent technical write-ups of the POC. Detail. 1. Root cause and exploitation path, CVE 2026-34486. 1.1 The parent bug, CVE 2026-29146. Apache Tomcat's clustering subsystem, Tribes, lets Tomcat instances in a cluster exchange session replication and membership messages. Administrators can enable Encrypt Interceptor, a channel interceptor that wraps Tribe's messages with pre-shared key AES encryption so an attacker who can reach the clustering port cannot forge or read internode traffic. Apache Tomcat Security 11, 2026. Encrypt Interceptor shipped with AES/CBC/PKCS5 padding as its default cipher mode. CBC with PKCS padding is a textbook setup for a padding oracle attack. If an attacker can distinguish padding was valid from padding was invalid responses, via timing, error codes, or behavioral differences, they can iteratively decrypt ciphertext without the key. Apache tracked this as CVE 2026-29146, reported to the Tomcat security team on February 22, 2026, and disclosed publicly on April 9, 2026. It affected Tomcat 11.0.0M1 through 11.0.18, fixed in 11.0.20. Note that 11.0.19 was built, but its release vote failed and it was never shipped, so it is not listed as a fixed version. Tomcat 10.0.0M1 through October 1, 52, fixed in October 1, 53. Tomcat 9.0.13 through 9.0.115, fixed in 9.0.116. Tomcat August 5, 38 through 8.5.100 and 7.0.100 through 7.0.109 also affected per third-party advisory summaries. GitHub advisory GHSA H468-7PVH8VR8. Apache Tomcat Security 9, 10, 11, 2026. 1.2 The regression, CVE 2026-34486. Apache's fix for CVE 2026-29146 needed to ensure that when a decryption or padding validation failure occurred, the message would be discarded rather than silently passed on with distinguishable behavior. The actual shipped fix did not do this correctly. Independent technical analysis of the patch diff, corroborated across multiple write-ups, describes the flaw precisely. The catch block only logs the error. Since super.messageReceived message is outside the try-catch, the raw unencrypted bytes are forwarded to xbytebuffer.deserialize, objectInputStream.readObject. Cybersecuritynews.com summary of the POC, 2026, consistent with field effect, 2026. In plain terms, the encryption layer went from fail closed to fail open. An attacker does not need to break the AES key or successfully forge a valid ciphertext at all. They can simply send unencrypted or malformed bytes to the tribe's receiver. The decryption attempt fails. Tomcat logs the failure, and then forwards those same raw attacker-controlled bytes straight into Java's objectInputStream.readObject. This is a direct, unauthenticated Java deserialization sync with no encryption gate in front of it at all, worse than the original padding oracle bug it was meant to fix. Apache tracked. This is CVE 2026-34486, reported March 26, 2026, and disclosed April 9, 2026. 2 weeks after the CVE 2026-29146 fix shipped, meaning the regression window was short but the flaw was more severe than what it replaced. Affected versions per Apache's own advisory pages. Note, Apache scopes affected narrowly to only the single release that shipped the broken fix, not the full historical range. Apache Tomcat Security 9/10/11/2026. NVD CPE-based scoring lists the same three affected builds, 9.0.116, October 1st, 53/11.0.20, with CVSS 3.1 base score 7.5, CVSS 3.1/AV/NAC/LPRN/UI/NS/U/C/HI/NA/N/CWE311, missing encryption of sensitive data, and CWE807, reliance on untrusted inputs in a security decision, NVD, CVE 2026-34486. This vector, confidentiality high, integrity none, availability none, reflects the encryption bypass framing of the CVE, not the practical outcome of downstream RCE via deserialization once the message reaches object input stream. Defenders relying on CVSS alone to triage this bug would significantly underrate it relative to the demonstrated POC impact. 1.3 Practical Exploitation Chain. Independent POC analysis, reviewed directly from GitHub and technical blogs, converges on the same attack sequence. Attacker identifies a Tomcat instance with clustering enabled and the tribe's NEO receiver reachable, typically on TCP 4000 by default. Attacker connects directly to that port, no authentication, no TLS handshake, no pre-shared key required. Attacker sends a crafted tribe's protocol frame, 1500 bytes in the published POC, containing a serialized Java gadget chain, generated with the well-known ISO serial tool using the Commons Collection 6 gadget, a standard chain that works when Apache Commons Collections is present on the class path, which it commonly is via transitive Tomcat/application dependencies. Encrypt interceptor.message received, attempts AES/CBC decryption on the frame, fails, because it isn't validly encrypted with the shared key, throws a legal block size exception, and the interceptor logs the error but does not stop message processing. The raw, attacker-controlled bytes proceed to xbytebuffer.deserialize, objectInputStream.readObject. The gadget chain executes arbitrary OS commands with the privileges of the Tomcat process, frequently root or system in poorly hardened deployments. 404src/CVE2026-34486, StrigAI/CVE2026-34486, cybersecuritynews.com, 2026. Published POC usage takes the form Python 3exp.pyt target P4000 RCE ID or shell for an interactive reverse shell, and includes a custom tribes client.java that compiles and emits correctly framed tribes protocol packets carrying the ISO serial payload. 2. The full 7 CVE chain, technical summary and version matrix. Unit 42's disclosure describes Nath/KNUON's operation as targeting 7 CVEs across 5 product families, split between a largely autonomous phase, Langflow and N8N, run by the DeepSeek/Hermes stack with limited human intervention, and a manual phase, Citrix NetScaler, Marimo, Tomcat, Windows IKE, run by the human operator directly, Unit 42, 2026, The Hacker News, 2026. Sources for the table, Unit 42, 2026, Apache Tomcat Security Pages, 2026, NVD CVE 2026-3055, NVD CVE 2026-39987. GitHub Advisory GHSA VWMF PQ79 VJVX. GitHub Advisory GHSA V4PR FM98W9PG. GitHub Advisory GHSA 2679-6MX9H9XC. Citrix CTX 696300. MSRC CVE 2026-33824. Sentinel-1 CVE 2026-33824. Two important scoping notes. CVE 2026-9198, Langflow, added to the same KEV batch as Tomcat on August 4, 2026, is a different Langflow vulnerability, same product, different bug, fixed later. 1.10.1, July 2026, than the CVE 2026-33017 flaw DeepSeek probed unsuccessfully in the NAIDH campaign. Fixed 1.9.0, March 2026. Do not treat KEV's Langflow entry as evidence the NAIDH campaign succeeded against Langflow. Unit 42 states DeepSeek's Langflow exploitation attempts largely failed due to restrictive auto-login configuration. CVE 2026-0300, a PanOS user ID portal flaw, appeared only as a GitHub research repository reference. CUSOM 315/PanOS CVE 2026-0300 research. In the actor's tooling, apparently studied but not confirmed as an actively exploited part of this specific campaign, it is not counted among the 7 core chain CVEs. 3. Verified evidence of exploitation and public exploit code. 3.1 Public POC availability, CVE by CVE. CVE 2026-34486, Tomcat 2 independent, functional GitHub POC repositories confirmed. 404src/CVE2026-34486 and StrigaAI/CVE2026-34486, plus inclusion in a curated CVE POC aggregation repo. Secure with Umair/CVE2026POCs. CVE 2026-33017, Langflow multiple independent POCs, including R3NSI15/CVE2026-33017 Langflow RCE, Omarev-Kirkus/CVE2026-33017 Langflow RCE POC, Z4YD3/POC CVE2026-33017, and MaxMNML/Langflow CVE2026-33017 POC. Trend Micro separately documented real-world Monero cryptomining campaigns exploiting the CVE. Trend Micro, 2026. CVE 2026-21858, N8NNI8MARE POC published by the discovering researcher, Chocopic/CVE2026-21858, and independently reproduced, Eduardo Rossi84/CVE2026-21858 POC. CVE 2026-39987, Marimo POC published, exploited/CVE2026-39987. Sysdig documented exploitation in the wild within 9 hours 41 minutes of advisory publication, with a full credential theft operation completed in under 3 minutes of initial access, Sysdig, 2026. CVE 2026-3055, Citrix NetScaler. No public weaponized POC identified in this research, but CrowdSEC documented exploitation attempts as early as March 27, 2026. Days after disclosure, CrowdSEC 2026, and the flaw was added to KEV on March 30, 2026. CVE 2026-33824, Windows IKE. No public weaponized POC identified. Exploitation reporting to date is limited to Microsoft's own advisory language regarding exploitation more likely. 3.2 The NADE/KNUON operation. Unit 42's central claim is discovery of a live, self-exposed operational environment. The actor's Hermes agent instance inadvertently started Python 3mhttp.server8888 from its own home directory, /home/worker, publishing its configuration files, API keys, target lists, shell history, and full agent session transcripts to the open internet, Unit 42, 2026, GB Hackers, 2026. This operational security failure is what allowed researchers to reconstruct the toolchain, rather than inferring it from victim-side telemetry, an important caveat. Most of what is publicly known about this campaign comes from the attacker's own exposed logs, not from independent victim-side forensic confirmation. Observed infrastructure and tooling from the exposed environment. Reasoning engine. DeepSeek, accessed via api.deepseek.com. Agent framework, Hermes agent, NooseResearch/Hermes agent on GitHub, run in an autonomous YOLO/dangerously skip permission style mode that removes human in the loop approval gates. Custom skills, God mode, jailbreak style prompt bypass, web terminal exploitation, custom WebSocket exploitation, matching the Marimo/Terminal/WS technique, and FOFA cyberspace search integrating a third-party MCP server. FOFA Map Platinum Full Expert, from Asatomo/FOFA Map, that translates natural language requests into FOFA Internet Asset Search queries. Command and Control, Telegram, used by the human operator to issue high-level instructions to the agent. Proxy infrastructure, code.nukli.com, used to mask/relay Claude code and OpenAI Codex API traffic. Secondary LLMs configured but lightly used, Quen, via -scope.alienx.com, GLM, Kimi, Minimax, Claude code, 10 chat entries across 3 sessions, and OpenAI Codex, with Disabler-esp-ancestorage=true set. Limiting log recoverability. Actor's own OSINT pipeline, One Day News, described as an automated vulnerability intelligence aggregator pulling RCE disclosures from 17 sources and using DeepSeek to filter for exploitability. A recovered session dated May 7, 2026 shows the autonomous workflow end-to-end, DeepSeek ranked trending GitHub PCS, generated FOFA queries, enumerated instances, downloaded and ran scanner/exploit code, probed target versions via curl, and attempted exploitation with what Unit 42 describes as autonomous pivot logic when an approach failed, Unit 42, 2026. Palo Alto's Andy Piazza, Senior Director of Threat Intelligence, is quoted characterizing the significance as operational maturity and low barrier to entry rather than novel technique. The actor is actively iterating, refining tool configurations, developing custom skills, establishing proxy infrastructure, and executing autonomous attack cycles. The technical barrier to AI-augmented offensive capabilities is low and continues to decrease. InfoSecurity Magazine, 2026. Attribution. The actor is assessed as Chinese-speaking and based in Zhuhai, China, self-described as a binary security researcher, with a public GitHub profile displaying Kn Yuan Nath and an archived personal blog. The Hacker News notes this establishes a persona and plausible geography, not a confirmed legal identity or state affiliation, The Hacker News, 2026. There is no public claim by Unit 42, CISA, or any government agency that this is a state-directed operation. Characterizing it as Chinese state-sponsored would overstate the sourcing. 3.3A second, apparently unrelated cluster CVE 2026-34486 exploitation, Snowlight/VShell. Independent of the Nath/KN Yuan reporting, open-source threat intelligence describes a separate weaponization of CVE 2026-34486 by a toolkit built around the Snowlight C-based Linux dropper and the VShell remote access trojan. Malware historically associated with the China Nexus cluster UNC 5174, The Hacker News, 2025, Sysdig, 2025. Reporting describes an exposed adversary-operated staging server containing reconnaissance target lists. 9 weaponized CVEs, including CVE 2026-34486. A cracked, Chinese-language build of Cobalt Strike. Tunneling tooling. 11 distinct exploit chains and 4 C2/RAT/malware families. Payload delivery for the Tomcat vector reportedly used a standard curl.sh or get.sh pipeline retrieving a linux.sh dropper from an exposed staging endpoint, HXXP, /140/130.94.30.168:8080/SLT, which in turn deployed architecture-specific ELF loaders. VShell itself uses WebSocket-based C2 and disguises its administrative login page as a fake Nginx default page to resist casual scanning, so CRadar, 2026, reporting corroborated in aggregate by the Hacker News, 2025 and cert.cybero.com. 2026. Targeting reportedly spans government, healthcare, and education sectors across more than 100 countries, active roughly late April through early June 2026. This report treats the Snowlight/UNC5174 activity as a distinct exploitation cluster from Nath/KN Yuan. No source reviewed for this report claims the two are the same operation, and Unit 42's write-up does not mention Snowlight, VShell, or UNC 5174. Defenders should read Apache Tomcat CVE 2026-34486 is being exploited as confirmed by at least 2 independent lines of evidence. The AI-orchestrated Nath/KN Yuan campaign and the Snowlight/VShell toolkit, which is a stronger signal than either report alone, but should not assume a single unified threat actor or campaign narrative connects them. 4. Detection Guidance. 4.1 CVE 2026-34486, Apache Tomcat, Log Signatures and Network Indicators. This is the weakest signature CVE in the chain from a detection standpoint, and defenders should plan accordingly. Log artifact, the only Tomcat layer log signal from a failed/attempted exploitation attempt is a decryption failure, typically surfacing as an illegal block size exception accompanying a failed to decrypt message, or equivalent encrypt interceptor error, log line. This fires on any malformed or unencrypted frame reaching the tribe's port, including benign misconfigurations, so it is a noisy, low-precision indicator, not a high-confidence one. Critical gap, once deserialization succeeds and a gadget chain executes, there is no further Tomcat application log artifact. Command execution via object input stream.read object happens inside the JVM process and is silent from the servlet/access log perspective. This makes host-based EDR/process ancestry telemetry the primary viable detection control, not log analysis. Alert on any child process spawned by Java, or specifically a Tomcat catalina.sh/java-cp.org.apache.catalina.startup-bootstrap-process-tree that invokes a shell /bin/sh/bin/bash command exe powershell.exe. This is the generic, product-agnostic Java-D serialization RCE detection pattern and applies directly here. Alert on outbound connections initiated by the Tomcat process to unexpected destinations, consistent with reverse shell or second-stage payload retrieval. Network indicator, any external or untrusted zone traffic to TCP 4000, the default tribe's NIA receiver port, reaching a Tomcat host should be treated as anomalous. This port has no legitimate reason to be reachable from outside the cluster's internal network segment. Payload characteristics. Published POC traffic is a custom tribe's binary frame of roughly 1500 bytes carrying a serialized Java object. A network IDS/IPS signature written against ISO Serial Commons Collection's 6-byte patterns, widely available in commercial and open-source deserialization detection signature sets, will catch the published POC, though a modified gadget chain or serialization library would evade a signature tuned narrowly to Commons Collection 6. Vendor signatures. Palo Alto Networks lists 8 NGFW Advanced Threat Prevention signature IDs associated with this campaign's detection coverage. 97030, 96882, 96855, 97044, 97046, 97251, 97177, 510019, Unit 42, 2026. These are proprietary to Palo Alto NGFW/Advanced Threat Prevention subscribers and not independently portable to other vendors' IPS/IDS platforms. Unit 42 did not publish an accompanying YRA or Sigma rule set for this campaign. 4.2 other CVEs in the chain, detection indicators. CVE 2026-33017, Langflow watch for unexpected post/API/v1/build-public-temp/flowid/flow requests carrying large or anomalous data JSON objects with embedded custom component node code. Look for os.system/subprocess/reverse-shell-strings inside request bodies. Watch for unauthenticated calls to /API/v1/autologin immediately preceding a build request from the same source IP. Base64 encoded command output posted to external callback infrastructure has been documented as a post-exploitation. Exfiltration pattern by Sysdig-derived reporting. labs.cloudsecuritylliance.org, 2026. CVE 2026-21858/CVE 2025-68613, N8N alert on webhook or form submission requests with a mismatched or malformed content type header, missing a genuine multipart/form data boundary while still including file-like body content, alert on N8N worker processes spawning unexpected child processes, consistent with expression injection sandbox escape. Review workflow edit audit logs for unfamiliar expression syntax targeting node.js internals. CVE 2026-3055. Citrix NetScaler. The signature artifact is a WCTX query string parameter present with no value and no equals sign in requests to the SAML IDP endpoint. This malformed but technically present parameter is what triggers the buffer overread. Log an alert on this specific malformed parameter pattern in Netscaler access logs. Anomalous NSCAAAC cookie/session artifacts have also been noted as a secondary indicator. Horizon 3.ai, WatchTor, 2026. CVE-2026-39987, Marimo alert on any WebSocket upgrade request to /terminal/WS that does not carry a validated session/auth token. Recall this endpoint intentionally skips the validate auth call that protects the sibling/WS endpoint, so any connection to /terminal/WS from outside a trusted management network should be treated as suspicious by default. Monitor for PTY pattern IO, raw TTY control sequences, over that WebSocket. CVE-2026-33824, Windows IKE monitor for crafted/malformed IKE packets to UDP 500/4500. Unexplained IKEX service crashes or repeated service restarts are a strong host-level indicator of exploitation attempts. The double free triggers memory corruption, which frequently first manifests as a service crash before an attacker successfully weaponizes it for code execution. Defender for endpoint and equivalent EDR should be configured to alert on IKEXT, scos.exe hosting IKEXT, crash then. Restart patterns correlated with external network activity. 4.3 actor-specific infrastructure indicators, NATHE/KNUON. These IOCs are specific to the exposed NATHE/KNUON operational environment and have limited shelf life. Infrastructure will rotate, but are useful for retrospective hunting against historical logs, roughly April, July 2026. API.DeepSeek.com DeepSeek API traffic. Note, this is also legitimate SaaS traffic in many enterprise environments. Only anomalous in combination with other indicators, e.g., originating from a server/scanning host rather than a developer workstation. Code.nuclei.com, including /codex/v1 and /ultrapaths, proxy relay for Claude Code/codex traffic. Scope.alienx.com, Quen/Alibaba Cloud Model API traffic. FOFA.info, FOFA Internet Asset Search Queries at Scale from a Single Source, Reconnaissance Indicator. GitHub Repository References Observed in the Actor's Tooling, NooseResearch/Hermes Agent, ChocoPic/CVE-2026-21858, OscarMine/CVE-2026-33017 Exploit, Asatomo/FOFAMAP, Project Discovery/Nuclei. Host Artifact, an unexpected Python simple http://http.server instance listening on port 8888 from a non-standard working directory is the specific misconfiguration that exposed this actor. Worth flagging as a general operational security lesson to watch for in your own red team/authorized testing infrastructure as well. 4.4 Snowlight/VShell Indicators. Outbound curl/vit pip-to-shell commands retrieving linux.sh from hxxp://130.94.30.168:8080/slt. Treat this specific IP, port, path as a historical IOC. Verify current reputation before blocking, as attacker infrastructure rotates. Shell's WebSocket-based C2 combined with a spoofed default Nginx login page on its admin interface. Hunt for services presenting a generic welcome to Nginx page on non-standard ports serving actual application logic behind it. Presence of a cracked Chinese language Cobalt Strike build and Sliver C2 framework artifacts on compromised Linux hosts. per Snowlight tooling described in prior UNC 5174 reporting. 5. Interim mitigations for teams that cannot patch immediately. 5.1 Apache Tomcat, CVE 2026-34486/CVE 2026-29146. Best mitigation, patch. Upgrade to Tomcat 11.0.21, October 1st, 54, or 9.0.117. This single action closes both CVE 2026-34486 and, if not already applied, CVE 2026-29146. If immediate patching is not possible, restrict TCP 4000 or your configured tribe's receiver port at the network layer to only the specific internal IP addresses of other cluster nodes. This is the single highest leverage compensating control, since the vulnerability is entirely unreachable without network access to the tribe's port. Disable clustering entirely if it is not actively in use. Many Tomcat deployments have clustering configured from a template or inherited configuration without it being operationally required. Do not rely on encrypt interceptor being enabled as a mitigation. It is the very component that is bypassed by this vulnerability. Where clustering must remain internet adjacent, e.g., cloud autoscaling groups spanning availability zones over a semi-trusted network, place the tribe's port behind a security group/firewall rule scoped to exact peer IPs, not a CIDR range broader than necessary, and consider a mesh VPN or private network overlay for internode cluster traffic. Deploy a WAF/IPS rule blocking traffic to the tribe's port from outside designated internal ranges as a stopgap while patch testing completes. 5.2 Other chain CVEs. Langflow, CVE 2026-33017/CVE 2026-9198 disable autologin. Do not expose Langflow directly to the internet. Place behind authenticating reverse proxy. Upgrade to greater than or equal to 1.9.0. Closes CVE 2026-33017 and greater than or equal to 1.10.1. Closes CVE 2026-9198. These are two separate patches and both are required. N8N. CVE 2026-21858/CVE 2025-68613 upgrade to greater than or equal to 1.121.0 and greater than or equal to 1.120.4/1.121.1/1.122.0 respectively. No effective official workaround exists for CVE 2026-21858 short of patching. Restrict N8N instance exposure to trusted networks and disable/require authentication on public-facing webhook forms in the interim. Citrix NetScaler, CVE 2026-3055 upgrade to 14.1-66.59/13.1-62.23/13.1-37.262. FIPS/NDCPP. Interim. If the appliance is not actually required to function as a SAML IDP, disable that role. Monitor/alert on the malformed WCTX parameter pattern at the WAF layer as a stopgap. Marimo, CVE 2026-39987 upgrade to greater than or equal to 0.23.0. Interim, bind the Marimo service to localhost only and require a reverse proxy authentication layer, e.g., Nginx plus basic auth, in front of it. Do not expose Marimo notebook servers directly to the internet under any circumstances given the sub-3-minute observed time to compromise. Windows IKE, CVE 2026-33824 apply the April 2026 patch Tuesday cumulative update. Interim, restrict inbound UDP 500/4500 to only known, trusted VPN peer IP ranges, where IKE/IPsec VPN service is not required on a given host. Disable the IKE extension service entirely. 6. Open questions. What did DeepSeek actually decide autonomously, versus what did the human operator direct? Unit 42's characterization of autonomous exploit selection and pivoting is drawn from recovered agent logs, which show tool invocations and outputs but cannot fully disambiguate model-initiated reasoning from operator-scripted prompts feeding the model turn by turn. This distinction matters for how the security community should calibrate concern about AI-driven offense broadly, and it is not resolved by the available public reporting. Is the 460-plus organizations figure a count of confirmed victims, attempted targets, or enumerated but unattacked instances? Public reporting uses targets, attempted exploitation, and organizations somewhat interchangeably. Confirmed compromise, 11+3+9+3 is equal to 26 across the four manually exploited CVEs, per the individually reported figures, is roughly 5-6% of the 460-plus figure. The Hacker News explicitly flagged an internal contradiction in Unit 42's own reporting on this point and stated it had sought clarification from Palo Alto Networks. No public correction or clarification was identified as of this report's research date. Is Nave/KNUON state-directed, state-tolerated, or purely independent/criminal? No source reviewed attributes this to a named APT designation or asserts government direction. Treat Chinese-speaking actor based in Zhuhai as the full extent of the sourced attribution. Is there any operational relationship between Nave/KNUON and the Snowlight/VShell, UNC5174 linked, exploitation of the same CVE 2026-34486? No source establishes a link. This may be coincidental parallel end-day weaponization by unrelated actors, which is common for any high-value KEV-listed vulnerability once POC code is public. How reproducible is the AI-driven framing outside this one disclosure? Unit 42 is, to date, the sole source for the DeepSeek/Hermes agent architecture claims. No independent security vendor has published corroborating telemetry, e.g., a victim organization's own incident response findings, confirming the AI orchestration narrative from the defender side rather than from the attacker's exposed infrastructure. What is the true denominator for internet-exposed instances, and how does that affect risk prioritization? Reported exposure figures vary enormously by product. 647,017 N8N instances globally, 25,209 in China, versus 84 Langflow instances, and defenders should independently verify their own exposure via asset inventory, e.g., Shodan/FOFA/Sensi self-scans, rather than relying on the actors or Unit 42's counts, which reflect scan-time snapshots that will already be stale. Will CVE 2026-34486 see broader ransomware or extortion actor adoption now that it carries a KEV listing and public POC? CIS's KEV entry for this CVE does not, as of this report, carry a known to be used in ransomware campaigns flag, but KEV listing plus public POC historically correlates with broader opportunistic adoption within weeks. This is a forward-looking risk, not yet a confirmed one. Practical synthesis. Who this applies to? Any organization running Apache Tomcat with clustering enabled, session replication, load balanced application farms, some CI/CD and enterprise middleware deployments, and separately, any organization running Langflow, N8N, Citrix NetScaler/Gateway, SAML IDP role, Marimo notebooks, or exposing Windows hosts with IKE/IPsec VPN services to untrusted networks. Decision framework. Inventory first. Confirm whether Tomcat clustering is actually in use in your environment. Many deployments ship with clustering configuration present but unused. If unused, disabling it removes the vulnerability entirely regardless of patch status. Patch the Tomcat regression specifically, not just Tomcat Jet. CVE 2026-34486 technical root cause, affected/fixed version matrix, and regression relationship to CVE 2026-29146, Apache's own security advisories. CVSS scores and CWE classifications for all 7 chain CVEs, NVD and vendor GHSA/advisory pages. CISA KEV listing dates and federal deadlines, CISA alert. Existence and mechanics of public POC exploit code for at least 5 of the 7 chain CVEs, direct review of GitHub repositories and independent technical write-ups. Moderate evidence, single primary source, internally consistent secondary corroboration. The NAIDS/KNUON actors toolchain, infrastructure, and general campaign narrative, Unit 42's disclosure, echoed but not independently expanded by subsequent press coverage. The 460+ target figure and per CVE confirmed compromise counts. Disputed or internally inconsistent. The precise number of successfully exploited targets, Unit 42's own reporting contains a figure, 3, that does not reconcile with the sum of individually cited compromises, 26+, across the 4 manually exploited CVEs, a discrepancy the Hacker News explicitly noted and sought clarification on without a published resolution. Preliminary/not independently verified. The degree of genuine autonomy attributed to DeepSeek versus operator-directed prompting. Any operational link between NAIDS/KNUON and the Snowlight/VShell/UNC5174 linked exploitation of the same Tomcat CVE. State attribution, not claimed by any source reviewed, and this report does not assert it. Missing/not generalizable. No victim side, as opposed to attacker infrastructure side, forensic confirmation of the campaign was identified in public reporting. No YARA/SIGMA rule set was published by Unit 42 or any other source reviewed. Only proprietary Palo Alto NGFW signature IDs are available, which are not portable to other security stacks. Sector/industry breakdown of victims was not specified in any source beyond spanning 3 countries, including China and Malaysia, and multiple sectors.